Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 3rd, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Chanono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the election of mayors in various towns and cities.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. And we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 mmWave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can get us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about local authorities as they elect new mayors following the July 30th general elections.
Harare councillors today elected a new mayor, Herbert Gomba, of the MDC Alliance. Gomba will be deputized by Enoch Mpamawonde. Though a ceremonial mayor, Gomba is expected to cater for all Zimbabweans in the city with at least 2 million people.
In the southwestern parts of the country, Bulawayo councillors are expected to elect a mayor tomorrow amid friction between local residents and a local councillor who asked to be sworn in Shona.
Mayors play a critical role in enhancing service delivery while closely following party ideologies. Zimbabwe's two major cities are under the control of the MDC Alliance led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa, who contested the July 30th presidential election.
Will the mayors and councillors cater for the needs of local people?
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yohambe mahlaba zulinal njalo lapho khona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba. Lamhla ke sikhuluna ngokwenziwa ngama mayor njalo kungenziwa la ngama councilor endaweni ezijeneyo. Sizwile ke ukuthi lamhlanje kukhethwe u mayor edolobheni le Harare. U mayor ke lo ubaba uGomba uvela ku MDC Alliance. So ke udeputizwa futhi ngumuntu ovela ku MDC Alliance. Kuna ngale ke Harare MDC Alliance yanqoba sibili unyokumalisayo. Kwaba le city eyodwa nje kuphela lapho kwangena khona umuntu obebandla le ZANU PF. Kuzokubuya ke obulawayo khona ngale ke bakhetha omeya kusasa. Lapha ke omeya bakhethwa ngamakansela, amakansela obulawayo angu 29. So ke singazi ukuthi bakhethe bani kodwa sikubonayo bakhona abanye abanengi abafuna ukuthi bangene kube ngomeya. Sikhuluma nje ke kulokuxoxozela okuthize kobulawayo lapho ke omunye womakansela ocele ukuthi athathe isifungo sehofisi ngesishona kodwa ke akusahambanga kuhle kwabanye abantu abathi uyenza into embi kakhulu ngawe ufunge ngesindebele kumbe ngesikhiwa. Yes, so ke kunjalo kodwa ke nxa sikhangela sibili amakansela labo mayor benzelani phela amadolobho onke lawo. Kujalo ke wathi
makadi iko duwe na sinya yedu yafamba yashika paya kapa chi kujiwa na vanhu saka nasi uno makansela omuharare vasarudza meya wavo mutsva unovava Herbert Gomba ve MDC Alliance and vanenge vachibatsirwa nava Enoch Mpamawonde. Basa rameya ibasa rinoita sokuti netse nokuti unowanika uri pakati nepakati pemapato anenge ezvematonge renyika. Asi vanotarisirwa kuti vaite basa ravo vasingapasanidzi vasingasarudzi kuti uyu ndiwe mabato ripi uyu ndiwe bato ripi. Kubulawayowo vachasarudzavo meya mangwana sipa pane nyaya nomutauro pamusoro poumwe kansela akaramba kutora mhiko yake nechirungu achiti unoda kutora mhiko yake neshona. Yakadoita nyaya yakanetsa zvikuru saka totarisira kuti kuda pamwe zvichagadziriswa basa rigoitwa haro zvakanaka. Saka tinoda kuti titarise nyaya yamakanzura akatoreswa mhiko nemakanzura achatoreswa mhiko mangwana nemameya akasarudzwa nhasi nemameya achasarudzwa mangwana. Titarise basa ravo ravanoita kuti vanokwanisa kuita basa ravo here kana kuti vachaita basa ravo zvakanaka here vasingakanganiswi nevezvematongero enyika zvamapato ima kanzura akawa sarudza. Ndoa nyayati oda kutarisa yoyo tunoimba kuti muchakwanisa kutifonera wo tinzwe pamumirene zvitarisiro zvenyu kuvaranda veguta sezvataura vakasarudzwa nevachasarudzwa mangwana. Ndizvozvo Dube.
As we mentioned, there's a councillor in Bulawayo, Councillor Arnold Batirai.
Mm-hmm.
So for the video of him, let's just listen to what he was saying with the, those people that were actually, you know, they were, some of them were told they were very angry over what he wanted to do. Let's just listen.
Yes, I respect you.
So that is Councillor Batirai there. So he's tussling with the local people.
Mm.
They are saying what you're trying to do is not right.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of these things
are just a little bit off kilter, because they can cause a lot of other problems that are really not necessary at all. But anyway, let's see what happens and how the city fathers handle the situation. Maybe they can reprimand him or whoever was at fault.
I was talking to Mr. Kutakapulu of the Democratic Alliance, Democratic Party. So we are saying he talked to him and he wants to write an apology.
Mm-hmm.
He says as a leader, he did a wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants to apologize. I guess maybe he's going to send the apology as soon as possible, maybe by tonight or tomorrow. So he says as a leader, he could have behaved in a much better way.
That's a good start.
Yes.
That's a good
start. And then looking at what is happening in Bulawayo as well, we know that Mr. Nelson Chamisa's MTC Alliance actually won all the seats, you know.
Mm.
And out of these 29 seats, there are some people who want to be mayors. One of them is Solomon Mkuni. Mkuni is roughly between 34 and 35 years old. He's a lawyer and he wants to be a mayor. So the other person that wants to be a mayor is Mr. Norman Nhlabano. Norman has been, he's a veteran political activist, you know, based in Bulawayo. Then these two have got their own fellows that they want to interact with. So we are told that Solomon Mkuni wants to run with Mlandu Ncube, and then we've got Nhlabano wants to run with Tinashe Kambaram. So according to some people in the MTC Alliance, Solomon Mkuni was chosen by Chamisa. So we tried to confirm this with the party, but people didn't want to say a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But something that is well known. So I talked to councillors as well. They're saying, well, they are going to see what they can do tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't tell me exactly who they are going to vote for.
Mm.
So they are keeping their cards next to their chest.
These are some of the things that might just, you know, sort of ruffle people's feathers a little.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to give authority for these kind of things where it belongs.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who might really feel that the party leader should stand back and let the people, the councillors who were elected, do the work.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want a situation where people start saying that people are being imposed. I think we have gone through that a lot of
times. But that's politics.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, so politics goes that way.
Yes.
So let's see what people are saying, you know, on Facebook about some of these issues before we get one of our callers. Kumlan Ncube says, I'm here today with you guys. I'm watching. Then Musa Masbugo is saying, this guy, Batirai, is not doing the right thing. And then Andrew Maramuize is also watching. So thank you so much, Andrew. I know him from long time.
Yes, that's
he's in Botswana, right?
Yes,
he's a journalist by profession. Thank you for joining us for it to see a cool. So Zulanda was telling us to Nombolo Zenu. Alfon Titoki Lati Kunapa, Kunamanje, who VO is Studio 7, Stokang Wuneng, Pelasali, Pagulela, and Officer Utilutole. So Lamtak is Tokang, whatever Lulu, Lokutu, Tima, Ama Mea, Emma Tulopin, Kobla, Gambu, and Genovani, Kulama Mata, Funumuntu, Oma Veli, and Oleo, Kobla, Kubakuna, Obanavati, I. Akulandaba umuntu nje angangena iyalale siyabona kulomnumzana ugomba usengele lesikhundleni lesi so ugomba ke usekelwa ngubaba Enoch ngupamawonde ye ulaze phakathi konapho so ke bonke laba ngabe MDC Alliance so sifuna ukuzwa ngani ke ukuthi omeya laba lama councilor azalenzelana kunjalo kwemfuthu
tiyota kunzwa kuti tivone kuti muharare umu zvatoitika zvapera meya wasarudzwa tiyota kuti tinzwe kuti vanotarisira chinyi nekuti Harare yagara ichiita ma zvinhu zvinonetsa kwenguva yakareba tinoda kuona kuti rwendo runoro zvinhu zvichatanga kufamba zvakanaka here pasina kukakavadzana kunoita zvezvamatongero enyika nekuti mameya anga ari muHarare anga achikomplena nenyaya yekuti uku hurumende inopindira kana iri local government ukuwo mapato ezvematongero enyika avanenge vachitsigira kana kuti vachitevera achipindira saka vanga vachiita sokuti vanobatwa vari pakati nepakati saka tinoda kuona kuti Harare chazvifambisa sei kubva nhasi kuzvinova tuwa meya mutsva namakanzura matsva kuti basa remuHarare richafamba zvakanaka
so one of the most problematic things in Harare are vendors and they are considered as problematic but that's the situation you know pertaining to the economy so we don't know whether these new councillors will actually run with the police since it is an MDC territory or not so all those questions we hope that our guests are going to answer or respond to some of those questions. Now, I guess maybe we are trying to get hold of them, and the phones are not going through, but hopefully we'll get them.
Yes.
So you can talk to people and ask them maybe to come to the Shona VOA Studio 7 page.
Pane ma message
ari kuya
asi mazhinji avandi kungurakidza kuti vanhu vakatarisa vakaterera chirongwa havasati vatanga kutaura havo zvavanofunga nekuti kuda pamwe vanoda kunzwa kuti vachauya pachirongwa vachataura kuti chinyi asi tine vanhu vakawanda kubva kuJohannesburg kuna Thomas Matamba nadzo noti masura sei vachimbare vasitole matanda vese vari kuti simbisa vachitikurudzira kuti tiite basa asi vakamirira kunzwa kuti vanhu vedu vatakaisapa pakutaura nesu vanoti chinyi vagokwanisa kupindura zvavanenge vanzwa
So I think we've got some other people that are sending messages. One of them is Mark Matiza. He says people must stop this kind of racist thing of fighting over tribal issues. So then Christopher Howard Masiza says, yeah, Zimbabwe is in a big fix. And then Mark Matt is back again. He says, we are all Zimbabweans. All languages are very special. So according to the Zimbabwe Constitution, there are 16 official languages. Mm-hmm. And out of these, you can speak one language or the other in any place that you wish. Mm-hmm. I guess we've got a caller, right?
Yes. Tinawa Presha Shimba. Rashimba, muri kutenza?
Riku kunzwai.
Makadini enyumu Harare umu?
Tino fara zvikuru kwakadini Washington DC.
Kuri nani makorokoto kaguta ravana meya?
Ndizvo zvatanga tichishuwira tinofara nekuti guta refanhu kunzi riri kutungamirwa necommission isu tine vanhu vatakasarudza saka hano tinofara
sokuona nokuziva kwatinoita Harare yanga iri pakati pematambudziko akawanda wanda kubva kune zvemvura nemavendors vanotengesera mumigwagwa zvese zvanga zvichinetsa tichinzwa vamwe vachikomburana nenyaya yekuti hurumende inopindira norumwe rutivi mapati ezvamatongerwo enyika anopindira norumwe rutivi iko zvinezvi vashumba imimi somukuru weHarare Residents Trust imimi nevagari vomuHarare chii chamakatarisira pama kanzura machwa maka sarudza haya na mea mchawi wa sarudzo. Chicha maka tarisira kuti chitwe nokutanga tanga kuti zvinhu zvitange kupinda mugwara.
Chekutanga kanzuru yeguta reHarare inofanirwa kumisa maprograms ese ehuori wanga uchiitwa nemakancellors newashandi weguta. Kunyanya mukutorwa kwenzvimbo dzinochengeta mvura atingati mawetlands nekutorwa kwenzvimbo dzezvikoro dzichiitwa dzimba, kutorwa kwenzvimbo dzemakiriniki dzichiitwa dzimba. Uori hwacho hwanga huchiitwa nemakanselas anga achienda kunoshandisa masimba avo vachichinja nzvimbo idzodzo kuti dzizove nzvimbo dzavanopa vanhu vemapato avo kuti wawane rutsigiro. Saka wakatora nzvimbo dzakati wandei muguta reHarare dzatingati mawetlands, nzvimbo dzisina kurongwa zvekuti imomo munzvimbo idzodzo maiita kuti vanhu vazhinji warasikirwe nenzvimbo dzezvikoro, warasikirwe nenzvimbo dzemakiriniki. Saka idambudziko ratiri kuda kuti vagadzirise. Chechipiri, vanofanirwa kugadzirisa nyaya yechisungo chavakaita gore radarika rekuti vanoda kuiunza maprepaid water meters. Kanzuru yeguta reHarare inofanirwa kudzima resolution iyoyo, uye kana wakada kuti waroda kuenderera mberi nayo, makambani akapiwa kuti awe anounza chirongwa ichi. Pane kambani yavachombo, pane kambani yevatungamiri vamwe vemukanzuru. Makambani ose akapiwa programu iyoyo ngaitangwe patsva, patsvagwe kuti zvakambofamba sei. Tiri kuti izvozvo zvinofanira kuferefetwa kuitira kuti wasaite basa rekupanana mabasa wachiunza projekti isingadikwi nevagari. Chechitatu, vari kufanirwa kuunza mvura yakakwana kuvagari nekutakura marara. Marara iko zvino mumisha mizhinji haasi kutakurwa nekuda kwekuti zviri kunzi mota hadzizi kukwanirana. Isu tinoona dambudziko riripo nderekuti kanzuru haisi kusupervisor nekukontrola washandi wayo panyaya dzekutakurwa kwemarara. Ndo zvinhu zvandingati ndiyo nyaya zhinji. Uye kuti panoumbwa bhajeti reguta reHarare, wagari hawafanirwi kuita zvekuzongoudziwa bhajeti ratogadzirwa. Wagari vari kuda kuve pakati pekugadzirwa kwebhajeti ravo kubva kwekutanga kusvikira rapasiswa nekanzuru, kwete kuti rigadzirwe nevashandi rozounzwa kuvagari iro ratopera kugadzirwa. Kare waiita zvibvumirano zvekuti wakwanise kuisa mari yakawanda muhomwe dzezvinhu zvinobhenefita washandi vakuru vemukanzuru. Yeah. Saka kwatiri seHarare Residence Trust tiri kushuvira kuti kanzuru yedu yeguta reHarare inofanirwa kucherechedza kuti vagari ndiwo musimboti wekufambiswa kwembasa reguta.
Moramba muri papo vashumba, tine mibvunzo pane zvamataura izvozvo. Musabva pafoni, tiri kudzoka kwamuri iko zvino izvi. Toda kumboenda kuBulawayo kuna
before that you can translate to
what Mr. Shumba is saying is that the first thing that has to be done by the new council, city council and the mayor is to stop the practice of corruption. He says that there was just too much corruption in the city council, and this resulted in the loss of a lot of land, what they call the wetlands. Land that was earmarked for schools, land that was earmarked for clinics, but was eventually parceled out to members of political parties.
And he talked about wetlands as well, right?
Yes.
Corruption and all
corruption, wetlands. He touched also on the hot potato of the prepaid water meters. It's one of the things that he wants to make sure that it's dealt with immediately. It seems to be a very, you know, a cause of concern to many people in many cities. And he's complaining also about the refuse collection.
Yeah.
That has not been handled very, very well. So these are some of the major points that he is saying they want the city council, the new councillors and the mayor to deal with immediately.
So now we are joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Tinashe Kambarami. He is in Bulawayo, he is one of the councillors. Kambarami, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, thank you so much.
So briefly, you are a new council, and what is your agenda like?
Hello?
As a new council, what is your agenda like? Have you set an agenda for residents?
Well, yes. A clean city. We make sure we think about the service delivery is the first thing. As we can get that is what we are supposed to be pushing. Abantu bevele damanzi cleaning ngoba nathi amanzi angcolile njengalokho sokusenzakala kwamanye kwezinye izigaba. Abantu bethole ama-services imali abazibhadalelayo ama-rates ababhadalayo every month. Imigwaqo nemali abazibhadalayo kuzonke kuzinara konke khonokho kulungise. Bedrive emgwaqweni e-right engenamapotholo. Yikwezi ukukhangele and besides that, we want to take our city to the next level. When we talk about modernization, ama cities ethu eZimbabwe la kobulawayo, we are way behind. We need to move from the analog era to the digital era. Semuva kakhulu, you visit other countries, you would see even a small town, France Town. We used to visit France Town. But right now, when you visit France Town, we have one that maybe you have traveled there overseas because they've been moving with time. Tina, we move kakhulu. We do something, we talk about something. I wouldn't do anything. I haven't done it. It's mad. So, in the Zifuna, Tina, so we manage our resources to go to our lap. Sibe kwazi ukukolekta izivi eplawa etown ukuhlale kuklini abantu bebelamanzi namakliniki asebenza 24 hours nama-police station konke into zethu zihambe kuhle but we can only do that if weare managing our resources imigwaqo yethu ama-tax ona lawo le mali esizibhadalayo ezinara kube right sihambe emgwaqweni e-right abantu bebekwazi ukuthi imali abazibhadalayo zisebenza njani that is what we want
ye kodwa likhuluma njalo baba ikambarami liyakwazi ukuthi abantu abala mali nxa abantu bengalamali akula mali engena kuhulumende njalo la kukhanseli nxa sikhangela sibele abantu balezikweleti ezimangalisayo ezamanzi into ezinjalo so ukuthi likhulume ngalokho kwe-digital era into ezinjalo akusukuthi kumbezele igijime kakhulu
hayi uyabona into abantu abangayinanzeleliyo ayisiko ukuthi even loba abantu bengelamali siyakwazi ukuthi i-economy yethu ayimanga kuhle kathesi akulazi mali kodwa abantu they are still paying ama-rates khonoko uncane umuntu kuhambe wabhadala i-$20 kumbe i-$30 yakhe anjo kumele imali yakhe isebenze kuhle ngibaneningi because not only one person obhadalayo abantu siyakwazi balezikwereti izinto zizaba-right bazabhadala izikwereti zabo kodwa kathesi bayabhadala they are still paying abanye banama-payment plan abalezikwereti they are paying something towards their areas but into ekhona ngeyokuthi those few resources ezingenayo anjo abantu kumele bebone ukuthi imali zabo zisebenza njani ngizakufanisela last year izinara ithethe from kobulawayo ngapha 200 million ehambile izinara imali imithelo esiyibhadalayo ezimota kodwa we only got 200,000 back from Zinara. Iyalungisa njani umgwaqo? Ikilometer kuphela i-1 kilometer ukulungisa umgwaqo. You need 1 million. But they collected 200 million and they only returned 200,000. You can't even 200 meters. Umgwaqo 100 meters. So what I'm saying is we want to manage our own resources. Bengavele kube sitela amanga besithi devolution befuna ukuvotelwa. I-devolution ngeyokuthi simanage ama resources ethu lapha kobulawayo. Sisebenzise imali le kobulawayo ukulungisa umgwaqo. Abantu nxa bebhadele anything njengakhona lokhu anjo you see they were trying to get even ozinwa ukuthi bebuye bezothatha over amanzi ama-rates things anjo ezisenza ukuthi even eHarare benathi amanzi angcolileyo so into esiyitshoyo ngeyokuthi we need to manage our own resources imali zethu zingahambi zikhanjise eHarare zisiyathengela ama-shef ama-4x4 abantu bedubeka imali yabo they are hard earned i-currency umuntu ehambe elayina ngale etshonelele ebhenki ethole $30 eyibhadale esithi kabili ngale omunye umuntu esiyathenga i-4x4 ngemali yakhe
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke
we want to manage those few resources that are there we want to manage them sisebenzise imali zabantu kuhle abantu bebone ukuthi babhadalelani
awubonike thank you so much sicela ubambe khonapho ke baba Kambarami so I think we heard him He was mixing Ndebele and English. So he was very clear on what they want to do. And one of the things is devolution, you know. So he says they need to manage their own resources. If that doesn't happen, they can't develop the city. He put an example of what Zinara collected last year. That is 200 million from roads, you know, and then plowed back only $200,000 for the local kind of infrastructure. So he says that money couldn't even do a kilometer or half a kilometer. So if they manage those resources, they can do something better than what is happening right now.
Yeah. Vashumba manzwa munyachitaura uyo muri pere.
Ndizvoso.
Yeah. Munofungei nezvataurwa navakambarami uyezve mvunzo ndoda kubvunza pane zvamambotaura zviyando kuti chamunoona chichapinduka iko zvino chii. Kana City Council yakanga iripo yanga ichitadza kuita basa pamusoro pokupindira kwaita hurumende namapanto ezvematongero enyika. Chinokupai tarisiro yokuti vacharega kuita zvese izvi chingave chii uyezve nenyaya yehugori yamataurai ichamiswa sei.
Ndinoda kutanga kupindura nyaya yehugori. Kana tichitarisa ku national president Emmerson Mnangagwa wari kutaura izwi rekuti hori hawadi kuti huenderere mberi, wakaisa kumbira ihodzi kuti acting prosecutor general. Saka muguta reHarare nenyaya yekuti tine humbo wakawanda wehuri, kune mamwe makancellors akange ari kuita hori adzoka zvakare mukanzuru iyi. Asi tinofara kuti kune makancellors 31 matsva adzoka ari kupinda kekutanga. Makancellors ari kupinda kekutanga setsika yatadzidza kuona muguta reHarare. Washandi wekanzuru wanoda zvikuru kunongedzera makanzela matsva nzira dzekutora nadzo mari. Saka tinoziva kuti vamwe vari kuuya wanga vasingaendi kumabasa, wazhinji wavo wakanga vangori maactivisti anongoita zvemusangano. Saka pavari kupinda apa wane shungu yekuti wavewo nemastendi, wane shungu yekuti wawane dzimba dzekugara, wane shungu yekuti waratidzwe nekupinzawo hama dzavo neshamwari dzavo nevanhu vekumapato avo mabasa, city parking nekunzvimbo dziri open spaces idzo vanokwanisa kuti vanoshandisa vamwe vanhu. Saka isu tiri kutarisira kuti apa huori chaiwo kuti hunzi hunopedzwa nemakancellors kana kuti washandi zvichatinetsei pana kuhurumende uko kusina kana kuchinge kuine clarity nekuti huori huri wrong. Zvinoreva kuti maresidents akapa mareports anonymous aidza kuofisi ya prosecutor general, kuministry ya local government kana kumapurisa, pachaitwa chimwe chinhu chinoratidza kuti hurumende iri serious kupedza dambudziko rehuori munyika mose.
Yeah.
Kwete kukanzuru kwega.
Yeah. Ndombo.
Saka ndo chinhu chekutanga ichocho.
Ndombo kubata muromo mbichana ipapo Mr. Shumba. Tukudzoka kwamuri zvakare. Mr. Shumba is saying that he's adamant that the issue of corruption was just too deeply rooted and it has to be uprooted completely.
And he didn't say how.
There is a silver lining that in the sense that they are having 31 new councillors and they watch them very carefully because some of them might receive bad influence from the old people who have already been in the council. And that also, they also have expectations of their own. They also want stands. They also want this and that. So they might fall into the same trap and lead back into the same old problem of corruption.
I guess before the caller, hello, caller, how are you? Hello? I think maybe he talks to Shona. Try Shona.
Muripa Runare, Muripo.
Yeah, caller, ukona, inetungwen. asizongazala ukhola asimuzwa enxa kafakwa nge studio lapha asimudlo kudle ukhona sithole are you there
vasithole muri kutinzwa here
So let's read some of the messages that are being sent by people. We've got Farai Katsande, who says Harare needs an unconventional type of leadership to promote innovation and city development. The leaders should ensure the basics are being done. The budget should focus on infrastructural development, first to restore roads and then water supplies. Let's go to story.
Hey, what's told them Ripo?
Ndiripo hawa ndi masurasi.
Tasura ya du masurasi imi. Tibatsirepo nenya yai.
Anjiti munoona zvichiitika vawande. Tese tiri kuda kubiriro yekumusha yeZimbabwe. Saka zviriko ka ndinoona sekuti kana hurumende iyo iri kutaura kuti havasi kuda nezvehuori. Vanofanirwa kuita chinhu chinoratidza kuti vacho vanobatwa vachiita hori paitwe action inogona kutaridza nyika nekuda kwekuti zvinhu zviviri zvinoda kugadziriswa kumba vanhu vabvise pfungwa yekuti tiri vebato iri kana tiri vebato iri because mukazvitarisa kubva kumashure MDC yaichema ichiti itsutsu patangana takabata simba pazvimbo yakati taitadza kuita zvinhu nekuda kwokuti government dzimwe dzenguva yaipindira munyaya kana vakutaura nenhau dzemari saka panoda kubviswa pfungwa chekutanga kuti vanhu vaite zvinhu vachiziva kuti tiri kuita zvinhu kuti nyika ibudirire zvisinei nemapato then vanhu voita zvinhu vachiziva kuti zvatiri kuita izvi tiri kusenza pamwe chete kuti tiribudiririse Zimbabwe then votanga kurwa nenyaya dzehuori zvine siriasi yekuti vanhu vanogona kunzwisisa nokuona kuti uyu akaita huori akasangana nechakati mationa ndopfungwa dzangu idzo dzameno kuti munopaonawo sei
aiwa tinotonzwa kwamuri imimi zvamataura izvi munofunga kuti zvingakwanisiwa nenzira ipi mutorai yakaita sezvamatanga kutaura zvekumisa uroi chamungada kuona chichiitwa panyaya yezvekumisa zvouori ndechipi
chekutanga kune vanhu vatinotonyatsoziva vanogona vakambonge vabudiswa kana panyaya kana pamapepanhau avakanga vachibuda zvinonyatsozivikanwa kuti nhingi ane nhau yakati akaita dzisina kwadzakaperera kwatakazoona nyaya idzodzo ndosekutanga ngaritore yekutanga mazuva muna November tine maministers atakanzwa kuti vakawanika vaine dzimari zhinji dziri mumba dzakavharirwa dzakaoneka nemunhu wese kana pamandande mutande zvikabuda but izvezvizvi tikada kuzvitora titi orit chii chakaitwa kune munhu akafanana naye hatina kwatinenge zvatinogona kuteerera kana kubuda nacho takabata kuti ichi ndo chiripo muri kuzviona saka ndo chekutanga izvo dzinozivikanwa nhau ngadziteererwe dzibudiswe pachena dzekerere kuti munhu wese agone kuona kuti orit uori zvahuri kunzi hwakaipa uyu akahuita akasangana nechakati ndokuti vasiri kuhuita vatyewo nekuti mukazvitarisa izvezvizvi vacho vazhinji tombotora edu example vari kufarira utongi huripo izvezvizvi munononore chavari kuita nacho mari zvinenge zvisina hujekerere zvimwe zvacho zvinosanganisira uori ofuiti kana zvakadaro vanowana chavanowana pane zvavari kuita izvo vashoma ruzhinji runonga ruchitambura saka hurumende inofanirwa kureresa pakurwisana neuroi hurumende inofanira kureresa pakuti kana maelections apera mind yekampeni ngaichibuda mupfungwa dzevanhu vahwina pakuti vave vatungamiriri panzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana ngavasapotwe zvakafanana wedza ndewe kana kati anoda mari yekuita chakati ngavaregedze kuva needivision yekuti pamwe mari haiende kwari kuti vasabhotege kuti next time pavanonga vakuita maelections kunzi havaonai vakatungamirira
so teachers akati angakabatwa ne MVC kati angakabatwa ne Zanu Ndonga kana angakabatwa ne chi havana chavakaita
ayo
toitashandira pamwe ndokuti nyika yakati
ayo tinotenda zvikuru vasitole misastole zadamand also
mm-hmm.
that you know, for all these things to change, the government itself has to show a willingness to make a change,
mm-hmm.
especially to make a move against corruption. He is wondering why a lot of people who were identified as being corrupt or who were involved in what he calls corruption,
mm-hmm.
and we read about them in the newspapers, we saw some of them being arrested, but the whole issue just fell quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying, unless we start punishing people who are involved in corruption, as the, you know, if unless we start punishing them to show them, mm-hmm. to show the people that corruption is not going to be tolerated, we are not going to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. So, Baba Kambarami, you connect to one? Yes, I want to go to Kolampoke, go Bulawayo, who connect the Sibuzo, Eko Tin, La Panakutua, Bakona from Batiswayo, a councillor at Tize. Akupikisa amakansela angkona athi hayi konoko ngabantu basiqambela manga kodwa ke nxa sisigangela ke siyaphambili lapha lizayenzana ukuthi kungabe lokufumbathizana
oqhakathekileyo ukuthi ama processes ungasenza ama processes ngananzelela ukuthi ama processes especially if we talk about into the procurement we papers go from office to office and there are delays omunye egcina amapepa ehofisi yakhe to process then we maybe tender kolokana kuyayenza ukuthi kugcine kuinfluence abantu ukuthi ebona ngathi kumbe umuntu se expect something sebe siyadizwa ema hofisini but what I see is very important is ukuthi nxa kungaba le anything maybe njenga ngikufanisele nge project example ifakile egodini if there is anything like that kumele kube le process where everyone is there, the councillors are there, the directors are there, and all stakeholders. Kuyenziwe i-adjudication, iyenziwe umuntu onke khona. There is a criteria in choosing the best bidder or the best supplier for any services. So that process should be done when everyone is there. Liyakufaka konke laphana likhangele ukuthi lo are they meeting the procurement rules. Are they meeting? Do they have all the documents that are required to what to be a supplier? Are they in the suppliers list and all those things? The criteria is changed. So I am going to get to a moment when they get to company which here is a charter eating that the woman who seven zero one. Kumele i process yana yenze umuntu onke khona kungabi lama delays ona lawa yiwacine esenza ukuthi umuntu ecine ecabanga lengqondo ukuthi edize umuntu that kind of thing. So what is important is that I think kuba nzima ukuthi kube labantu abangu 20 besenza iprocess yokukhetha usupplier kumbe service provider kube le influence ukuthi umuntu sengadiza abantu abangu 30 it's not easy so what is important is and akumelanga sihlalele umsebenzi we should do away with this system nelane ukuthi kuthiwa uzamelela 6 months uzamelela reply every Harare if there is anything that has to be done just we can sit together make a decision, we have all the requirements. If the suppliers meet the requirements and it is the lowest bidder, whatever criteria you're using, they should be awarded that tender without potelana or something like that. So I think we can take the conclusion that there are delays, unnecessary delays. We can allow our machines. Or with there is an opportunity, you see our residents, they have the capacity to buy stands and build. And you saw there was a stampede esito labantu babegcwele laphana bele izimali zabo befuna ukwenzani befuna ukuthenga ama stand kodwa the whole process abantu they are frustrated abanye bala ma form sebelinde 10 15 years and you don't see the reason why they are not getting those things imali yabo balayo which means they have the money to build imali abayibhadalayo is the same money that is used to service those things
but
ungahlalela phezulu kwamapepa senisenza ama delaying tactics you are actually trying to get these people to come and pay bribe ukwenzela ukuthi nizakulungisela that kind of thing
yeah,
so we want to make sure ukuthi ama processes yethu wonke lento zonke siyabe sizenza we do those things on time kungabi lesikhathi sokuthi umuntu efila ngathi sokumele edize omunye umuntu imali
yes siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba konampo ke Kambaram all what he's saying is you know this process of the tender system in Zimbabwe is fraught with irregularities. He says if the tender is floated, it takes some time before people get some responses. and the responses come from Harare. So he says, why not do it locally? So he says, if ever they do it as Bulawayo councillors, that can work out very well. So he's really crying over that issue. Maybe Mr. Professor Shumba may respond to some of these things.
Vashumba, Muripo. Precious Shumba, Muripo.
I think maybe his line has got a problem. Yeah. So we've got John Oswald Makombe, who says the idea of parties vetting potential mayors is very good. The mayoral post is not for illiterate people. We need people who are financially and administratively literate, regardless of tribe. There is no town or city in Zimbabwe where there is one tribe only. Office bearers should be chosen on merit as long as they are in the locality of that particular local authority. So there you are. So this person is talking maybe against the background of what happened in Bulawayo.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Where some people are very angry over what is going on there. Then Frank Mangete says, Uma ukansela kwa Bulawayo emele indawo, kumela kulume ulimi lolo angano fizul kuruma. Kumbe, ya, ube pala njalo. So, kutu wake, yenu, mbwana ngazani, kumele munta kulume I local language, which means kulume kususuwa ngabantu. Then, kuzo buya ke, utube, bongani, utisalbonani, yesa kubingelela lati mfoetu. So, lo Rupen in Glovu, utilami nkona, Rupen, posele namba yako, utisitoke la mnumzana. So, maybe you can go back to Kambarami, and then we talk to him more.
Wa Kambarami, mwereke njenzwa?
Yebo, ndikunzwa.
Yeah. Pane umwe atataura naye a few minutes ago, Vasitole, vanga vachitiwo panofanira kuvavo nechinguva chokuti vanhu vadzidziswe kukoshesa basa ravanoita rokuseva rokuitira nyika basa ravanenge vachiita. Vachiitira kuti izvi kuda pamwe izvi zvingava pavo pfungwa dzokurega kuita zvouori. Batara zvine nyaya yokusungisa nokuendesa kumatare dzimhosva vanhu vanenge vanzi vapomerwa nyaya kuita dzouori. Imimi munofunga kuti zvinokwanisika here kana takatarisa zvanga zvichitika mumacity kanziro nomuhurumende makore iwaya mashomani anapfuura kusvika patiriko zvinezvi. Munoona sekuti hurumende ingakwanisa kuita zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo?
Ipapo, what I can say is, number one, we have a problem in our judiciary system in Zimbabwe, where we have some people who are above the law. I think, you know, if we were in other countries, the South Africa, you know, even the president himself, he can be sued. I think you saw all those stories that we had, like in South Africa, Jacob Zuma, even Malema, and all those things. They had their scandals, and they went through the same process. What is important is that we should have the judiciary system esebenza kuhle, engaseviyo abantu ngama political party the mihlobo, because konokena kuqakathekile. That is why you see someone goes in the steals money or receives money. Like, I'll give you another example. The example of Wignell. He received the money for that solar project, and he was buying gold chains and the girls going to Dubai for holiday and all those things. Ancho, engayenzanga lutho engafakanga into le solar eliyone elilayithi ilo street light eliyone, that kind of thing. But after receiving his money zonezana, ethembe ukuthi yena ulabantu abamprotectayo. And they were going to be able to do. So what is important in the Ukala is that the judiciary system is equal rights. Kumele kulungiswe zokona kana ngoba indaba ze corruption umuntu engachonti imali anjo. The law should take its course. But nxa sokulaba abantu abaphezulu komthetho anjo. Bakwenza konke lokhu kana bekwazi ukuthi awusozungenzela lutho. Even nxa ukhuluma la anjo, ubone ukuthi umuntu lo uyo uyenza into engayisiyo, ungazomtshela umkhuzi yakutshela ukuthi uzangenzani. And kungela into zamenza yena ngoba uyakwazi ukuthembileyo. So konekana vele kurongo, we cannot run our country like that. That is the reason why we're also not getting investors from other countries. Ngoba umuntu lona investor maybe kwelinye ilizwe eyabuya le 5 million yakhe lapha lifike liyihle. ikwazi ukuthi engaze lihambise court akula into azayenza uzaluza icase liyana. That is the reason why, because they know, they consider all those things. The investor, we are going to get a lot of money, which I want to love you, which is the seven zanjani. So, we are going to affect to fairly corruption. They affect to the investors, because no one would want to be associated with a country that is no, that is people who are above the law.
Thank you so much.
Hello?
Yeah, thank you so much. Yes, Mbamba Mlomo, static caller. See, I will go away and let's take a caller now.
Yeah. John Bonda Muripo Reparunare.
Varunare Magadniva one day.
The Ripango Vakurwang. Tibatri when any Munoz wanna say
the one as reasons Nore Mazukuru Kutampira move from the Giri Batore MPC to South Africa.
She knows a good teas. Chinoneta kuti musatambira chii.
Ndine kuri kuti hurumende yedu haisai chinoti iripo asi zvigozvero zviri kuitika munyika zvatikuona zvinhu zviri kuti mafamba matatetande kuvharwa kwemadheuta asi kuvharwa kwemamaini kwakuti zvishungurudza nekuti rwadza kuti tingatorerama sei munyika musina investment.
Saka munoona sokuti nyaya dzouori hadzigoni kugadziriswa.
Corruption hapana payakakwanisa kupera kana yetapu hazviiti kuti titore mosquito kana kuti titore gondo kuti ndorinda nzungu mukati medura because already varipo vacho utungamiri hune huori hwakazarisa hukurusa huori hwacho saka hazvitape kuti tivapedze huori huri mukati menyika yedu nekuti ivo vane huori hwakatozara corruption yakatozara pavari
saka zvoitwa sei naye vabonda.
Kuzvibheka benogodai kuri kuti vanga vachigona kuti vakwanise kubvisa ivo utungamiri hwacho huripo nekuti already utungamiri hwavo huripo dzekuona kuti saka tikungofamba tikadini famba mamedzi ashure kwezi chero ukatarira utungamiri huripo hauna chaunokwanisa kuita one huri kutsenda mari uchitedza mari mukati menyika uchipa kumatiriti dzimotari vachipa mamadzimaningamacounselors avo dzimotikari maoveterians dzimotikari
nae vabonda ko vatungamiri varipo handiti vakasarudzwa navanhu iko zvino zvino izvi handiti changobva musarudzo vanhu vakasarudza taura henyu
chiripo pachokwadi chao chaichoti utungamiri huripo hauna kusarudzwa asi hwakazvisarudza nemhaka yekuti hwakazviisa nechisimba chausingafaniri.
Mazvita yakabonda Mr. Bonda saying that we, to get rid of corruption we must get rid of the present government. he wants the present government to be removed so that we start afresh with people who respect the need to get rid of corruption.
We can't say a lot if it is done democratically. Well, it's the will of the people.
Yes, that's his view. Maybe it's just, a lot of people feel that change is going to be slow in coming since we are, we have the same people who have always been in government. Maybe that's where this skepticism is coming from.
Before going to Shumba, there's Thompson Ngamlilo who sent a message.
Right.
So his message reads as follows. Melting pot cities like Harare and Bulawayo are home to many types and races. Therefore, election of mayors must be about best interest of the respective city than narrow, sterile, tribal misconceptions. And then we've got Mr. Pamela Kumalo who writes, it was a big mistake for the councillor to speak in a language that is not local. So he says, it is never wise to be a leader of a people who feel you are an outsider. If we are to be honest, anyone wants to be a leader in a particular area must learn the local language. That is how you show your love for the people who actually voted you and you are leading them. I think these are some of the messages that we are getting, Mr. Wande. So most probably we can now
that is a topic of its own because it touches on a lot of other things and it also has repercussions on a variety of things. I'm inclined to go with the was it Mlilo the first message you read,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm inclined to agree with him more about the melting pot kind of metropolitan.
But this other one too is saying you must learn the local language.
Yeah.
But how do you lead people when you are not conversant?
That is quite understandable. Mm. But even if we look at a president, does a president have to speak all the languages of the country?
Maybe that's another argument for another day.
That is not really a must. But on a local level, such as we are talking about, like if you are a councillor, there is, of course, you know, a problem. If you cannot speak the local language.
Let's get Mr. Shumba on this one. Mr. Shumba, there are some people who are saying that if you are a councillor, you need to learn the local language. You need to know the local language. If you don't know the local language, he says, that's a big mistake. What's your take on that?
There is cultural hybridization throughout where people have mixed up from across the country, from even foreigners have come in. They have become part of us and they've been assimilated into our community structures.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you go to Mbare Musika, there are a lot of people from East and West Africa. They are running businesses there. But when you are looking at probably, let's talk about my hometown, Rusape.
Mm-hmm.
The Mawungwes, who are largely Shona, they are there. They would really know who they want. We have a lot of people who have moved from such areas as Gokwe,
mm-hmm.
as Mashingo, and as far as Ngai, who have relocated to settle in some parts of those communities, and they are speaking both their the Ndebele, and they also speak Shona. But what matters most is that you can, when people have chosen you to be their counselor, there are different people you are representing, and there is no one singular culture that is dominant, unless if people are very specific to assume that everyone who lives in Rusape is Shona or is a Maungwe, when that is not correct, because people are speaking different languages within that area. And by getting elected as probably a Shona in an area like Bulawayo, it means that the local ward people had confidence in the party this councillor represented.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did not look at the person's cultural background or language, but they looked at their party. That is the tragedy of how we have been electing our councillors. We have been electing them based on our love for a political party instead of our love and appreciation of the individual's competencies and capacities. So now discover that they have elected someone who speaks a language that they probably do not want to associate with. But the reality is that there has been a mixture of cultures among people. We have everyone spread across. You don't get to a community where there are pure, like in Ndebeles, there are pure, like Shonas. People have mixed up. So
thank you so much.
Please must not really limit us, because we are all Zimbabweans. I don't mind being represented by someone who speaks in Ndebele in Rusape, because I think we have nearly three people who are not necessarily Manikas, who have been elected there.
Mm-hmm.
And they are representing the people, and they are Zimbabweans. They have a right to be elected into office, irrespective of their geographical location or background, because we are all in Zimbabwe. These are not foreigners.
Thank you, Mr. Shumba. Yes. Thank you so much. We'll come back to you shortly. Let's take a caller. We've got two mic with Slobo. Slobo, kunjan. Baba Slobo, Sabona. Hello, Mr. Slobo, how are you?
Siyazwana.
Yes, ngikuzwa kathi simnumzana kunjan.
Hayi, ngiyaphila baba Dube.
Yeah, phosela lakho baba. Ubona njani udaba lolamhlanje amakansela? Yeah.
Yeah, ngiyaliza undaba yenu elixoxa ngayo kakhulu. Le nto yazi ukuthi indaba ebaluleke kakhulu.
Mm.
Ngoba as it is right now, uyabona mina ngihlala eGwanda ne.
Mm.
Ngihlala eGwanda kanjalo nginomalume ophethwe yi-asthma.
Mm.
Mangifika ekhaya ngihambisa umalume esibhedlela, only to got someone like, I think that person, she was somewhere like 25 years, if not 24, around there.
Mm.
The person, she's talking to me with Shona, but she's replying to me with andikuzwi. But why can't you just speak English if ever you can't hear me? But you are responding, ufuna ukuzwa ukuthi nomuntu uphethwe yini with your own language, why least you are forgetting ukuthi okay, fine. Labantu ngamandebele, why don't you just suggest ukuthi okay, fine. Since mina I can't understand isiNdebele, let me just use another alternative ezobangcono ukuthi labantu laba sikwazi ukucommunicate kahle, you understand? Lo muntu yena ubona kungcono ukuthi yena asebenzise eyakhe language kundawo ayakhona ukuthi labantu laba ende West Park kusesibhedlela. That person ogula can't even express ngendlela abefuna ukuzi-express ngakhona nge-language engasiyakhe, you understand? Of which I don't think one of the controllers as masingaya endaweni zabo sifike sibathithe ngendlela bona abafuna ukusitreata ngakhona kwezethu indawo, you understand? As much as it is, i-counselor umuntu ofanele osebenze nabantu babuDube. Umuntu ofanele a-understand izidingo zabantu insuku zonke, abantu babekwazi ukukhomunikhetha naye ngendlela elula. Hayi ukuthi uzoletha umuntu okuyukuthi sinabantu abadala abangeke bakwazi ukukhuluma isikhiwa, abangeke bakwazi ukukhuluma mhlawumbe yona leyo language i-counselor ikhulumayo. Okuyukuthi kungaba ngcono ukuthi abantu abadala babengasebenzisa ini isiNdebele sabo, because le ndawo yindawo yabo, bekwazi ukuchazela i-counselor yabo ukuthi okay, as i-counselor yethu umuntu ofanele usisebenzele sikuthume every day. I-problem esinawo namhlanje sivuke singelagesi, understand? But yena ukuthi abonise abantu basendaweni ukuthi okay, thina mina vele ngiyathetha umsobo, ma uzothi wena ufuna ukufungiswa nge-language esobo, it shows ukuthi lowo muntu lona u-racist yena ngokwakhe, understand? So uzosebenza njani nabantu e-racist?
Hayi, sesikuzwile sibili sihlobo, siboke kakhulu sihlobo sakho.
Alright, ngiyabonga babuDube.
Yes, so his point was, people need to speak local languages. He says there's a case in which he went to a hospital and didn't understand Shona, and somebody insisted in talking Shona. So maybe the way forward from Kavarami in some of these issues, as a counselor, what can they do really to sort out this problem? If we can pose that question to him.
Mr. Kavarami, in short, how do you think this problem should be handled? Just briefly.
Engibonayo ukuthi mina kobulawayo singathi sesiba le problem enkulu, ayisikho okokuthi kumbe umuntu enxinyeka akwazi ukukhuluma isiNdebele kuphela. Of course ngiyakwazi ukuthi bakhona abangabe bengekho fluent ekukhulumeni isiNdebele, but okunye sokungokukhethana ngezindimi, ngoba ukhangela like ngiza kufanisela njengami mina ngazalelwe phela ndaba. Ngakhulela elobhengula khona phana and anzake I've lived all my life lapha koBulawayo. Amabhizinisi ami akhona apha koBulawayo, ngafunda khona apha, into zami zonke lezitovu zami zikhona lapha nje. Angikwazi, I don't know any other province, and ngahamba kwamanye ama-province bayangizwa lesitovu ukuthi isishona nxa ngisikhuluma isishona bayasiza isishona sami ukuthi silethoni isiNdebele phakathi, understand? But okunye ngokuthi vele ama-fights angikhona ngingawetha ibhala izinto khona ukuthi abantu bemthwakazi, let me be more specific. Abantu bemthwakazi babuya bele agenda esitholu ngilanga sigcotshwa behlabela phandle besithi namhlanje utshonile ingenayo, you understand? And they came in bezobamba bafika bathaw ukhansela ngempama ehlezi kumathembazi that kind of thing. So in Tanzania, if Lawa is a metropolitan city, it's not like any other. It's not like any other province. Kunabo Zishavane also, they are part of this local zone. Kumele abantu bekukhangele konke konke kana kodwa khona nje uqhakathekile la ukuthi vele ukhangela ngaye lapha efunde isihlobo salapha
kwenze ukuthi ubone ke sikuzwile kakhulu kampara mina ngoku discard sethu yise sesidliwe kumangoyi sibonga kakhulu. Yeah, just what no sesile problem esikati baba. We have to uvala kancane. So okay, thank you so much for those that joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. We also wish to say thank you to our guests, Mr. Kambarami Dinashe and Mr. Precious Chumba. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jadono Kawande. Until we get together again next time with another interesting topic, please take care and good night.